I want you to look in the book of Romans in chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. And we're going to be reading beginning in verse number 14. But really the emphasis on verses 16, 17. But in Romans chapter 1 in verse number 14, it tells us, Paul writing here, he said, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now let's pray. Father, we thank you again today and ask you to help us. Pray that you'd help us to be an able minister of the Word of God, that you would just speak to our hearts and help us, Father, as we speak forth your Word, that you would open up our hearts and our ears to hear and receive this morning. And Father, just have your way, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. And amen. Salvation. Who needs it? Everybody. Everybody needs salvation. But in Paul's day, and even in our day, the old saying that says, you know, what's that about when things change and about them staying the same? I mean, a lot of things can change, and yet, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, I mean, the things is still the same. And in Paul's day, there was a narrow view of the gospel. And there's still a very narrow view of the gospel today. You had in Paul's day the rich, the poor, the educated, the uneducated, and they all had their view of the gospel. And many of them had their view as to why it was not really relevant to them, or why it did not apply to them, why they did not need the gospel. And so they didn't think much of Paul's message. But even the church, I mean, God help us in our view of the gospel, because it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in these verses, it tells us that it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel. I mean, the gospel message, the word preached, I mean, the word read, the word taught. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a living word. It's live. And we think many times about this one or that one or this group or that group, and I think that they're too far gone, or I don't think that it can do them any good, you know. And I've had people tell me that, of folks that You're wasting your time right there. I mean, they won't ever go to church. They won't. I mean, and some of those folks are saved today. Why? Because of Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul himself. And see, this is what Paul knew. Paul felt in his heart, no matter how anybody else felt, he called himself the chief among sinners. Paul said, there was not anybody that was worse than me. And God had mercy upon me, and amen, He saved me. And so Paul, he didn't have a narrow view of the gospel. He knew what it would do. He knew how it could work. And that it would, if you preach the gospel, we've come up with a lot of things that's being substituted today for the gospel, trying to draw men and women in. But amen, I'm going to tell you something. The gospel is what saves folks. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And while there was a narrow view in Paul's day, and there's still a narrow view in our day, you can look out at the world. And why is there such a narrow view? Well, amen. Different groups, because they just don't see their need. It's not relevant. Many say it's for if you're weak and you got some insecurities or something. I mean, you're just looking for something to, you know, to hang on to. Then, you know, it might be all right for you, but it's not for me. It's not for me. And so there's a narrow view of the gospel. But there are the facts of the gospel. The facts of the gospel and the facts, and we've mentioned the fact of the gospel is it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. It is the power of God unto salvation. You see, God has chosen the foolish things of this world, the Bible saith, to confound the wise. He said the foolishness of preaching to save those that are lost. What do we need? We need the gospel. We need the Word of God. And we need to preach and to teach the Word of God. Because it is the power of God unto salvation. It's not what the world wants, but it's what they need. How many of us has ever wanted something, but it's not what we need, and what we need, amen, we don't want. I mean, I'm just talking about in the physical sense. They say, well, here's what you need. Well, that might be, but that ain't what I want. I'm trying to avoid that at all costs. I don't know about y'all, but every once in a while when I was young, and Mama would say, you need some castor oil. Oh, goodness. And I figured out how that stuff worked. I did. I mean, I don't know if it done anything for you, but, amen, it was bad enough that, amen, it didn't matter what was wrong. You say, I ain't sick. You just keep on going. Because if that was in play, amen, I didn't want no more. Didn't want any more. See, God called Jonah, and where did He send him? He sent him to Nineveh. God was getting ready to destroy the city. They was having a big time. I believe all my heart, if you'd ask them, if you'd have took a survey of the whole city and you'd ask them what they needed. I don't know if anybody would have said, we need a preacher. I mean, that might have been zero. It's kind of like Randall when he came and telling about his mission trip, and he was telling us about the trip they took to Portland, and the preacher that went out there and done a survey before he went, and he passed out, it was several hundred cards. And of all the ones that he got back, it was one of the things, how many of you would like to see a church and think that you need a church in your community? And out of all the responses that he received when he added them all up, amen, the response was zero. Not one person said, I think that would be a good idea. So what did he do? He went out there and he started a church. They needed it. And amen, today he's running somewhere around 100 members, I think. Why? Well, see, Nineveh would have been the same way. They wouldn't have said they needed no preacher. But amen. See, God knew what they needed. You know what? God knows what we need this morning. He's given us, amen. We've got the Word of God, and the world don't want the Word of God, but amen, the world needs the Word of God. And so the fact of the gospel is it's the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. And Paul had already preached to the bigoted Jews. He had preached to the cultured Greeks. And now he said, as he was there in Rome, he said, I'm ready to preach to you at Rome also. Because you know what? Those bigoted Jews, they didn't want to hear about Jesus. Those cultured Greeks, they just didn't need that. They had their own philosophy. They had their own way of doing things. And amen. And Paul, amen. So he went and he's preaching now to the Romans. He said, I'm ready to preach to you too. He's just preaching. I think it was, I'm not sure about this, but I think maybe it was George Whitfield. I watched a little thing on George Whitfield, and he averaged preaching 11 times a week. He died a pretty young man. In all reality, it could be said that he preached himself to death. I can't imagine. 11 times a week. Amen. He preached the gospel. And Paul said, I'm here. And he was there at Rome, and he was there to preach the gospel to those that were there that were lost. The reason of the gospel. Amen. Why do we need the gospel? What's the reason for the gospel? It's the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. The righteousness of God revealed. Who needs righteousness? We all need it. We need the righteousness of God. Amen. The heathens that Paul preached to, you know what they needed? They needed the righteousness of God. They need to be following after holiness. Amen. And so he preached the gospel to them. But you know what the Jews needed? Amen. They had Abraham for their father. They had everything buttoned up. But you know what Paul knew they needed? They needed the righteousness of God. Amen. They needed to follow after holiness. And so what he knew was this. Romans 3 and 23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Paul knew that no matter what they, where they were, what they called themselves, what they needed righteousness. They needed to be made right with God. Because you see, it's not hard to look out into our world and recognize the evil and the presence of evil in this world. And all of the things, the wickedness of mankind and the things that they do. But the Jews are over here and they thought, you know, we've got Abraham to our father, we're okay. And then you've got the other group, these barbarians over here, these heathens that, amen, we don't need it. We getting along all right, just like doing like we do it. They might have been rednecks, I don't know. And we got this. I don't know if any one of them ever said watch this or not. But amen, but Paul knew what they needed. They needed righteousness. See, the need was the same. The need for both groups was the same. And that's what mankind, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all. I mean, that takes in everybody, and so the need is the same. What mankind needs is the power of God unto salvation. They need the righteousness of Christ. And there's no way for us to have the righteousness of Christ except, amen, Christ bestows it upon us, gives us that righteousness. And so the need was the same, and guess what? The gospel was the same. Message was the same. Bro, you mean you're going to preach to me like you preach to them bunch of heathens down there? You're going to come in here to this cultured place and you're going to preach to us the same way you preach? Well, I tell you what, you got the same need that they had. They were lost without God in this world and they needed salvation. You're lost without God in this world and you need salvation. So he came and he preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. And amen, to those that would believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen. He preached that message, the cross, to every group. And you know what he could always find? He could always find sinners. Oh boy, in this world, there's plenty of sinners. Amen. In need of salvation. And the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Paul said in verse number 14 that we read that he said, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Paul expressed here a personal need for seeking the spiritual good of every one. He felt an indebtedness to each group. You see, he was a Jew, but he felt indebted to the barbarian to go tell them the message of salvation. He was an educated man, and what we would say, he was a learned man. But amen, he felt an indebtedness to go to the unlearned, to the unwise, and to tell them about Jesus. Amen, the message, no matter where they were, if they were in the palace, he wanted to go tell them that, amen, Jesus died for you and you need, amen, you need a Savior. And amen, he's willing to save, that he'll save you in the palaces. But amen, he felt just as indebted to go into the streets, into the highways and the highway, and to tell that one that was lonely that, amen, God loves you. And that, amen, he died for you, that he'll save you. No matter, because the need was the same. They were all lost outside, amen, of the grace of God, and they needed salvation. And Paul said, I'm come and I'm preaching the gospel. The gospel message, it is a message, amen, of salvation. And that's why I said you would think that that message would be a message that would want to be heard. And here's the thing this morning. I thought about that tragedy. I thought about those that was hollering for help. And I thought what it would have been, amen, if you'd have been clinging to a branch, amen, clinging to a rock or just hanging on, keeping your head above water, and you heard somebody call out, hey, is anybody there? Can I help you? Amen. What would have been your response? It would have been the same as those. We'd have cried out. We'd have called out and said, I am. We'd have done everything that we could have to draw attention to get them to come to where we were. And you know what Jesus did? He came to where we were. He came to us. He came to us because he knew that we needed salvation. We needed saving. As tragic as the events that have occurred, the tragedy of the loss of men's souls is going to far outweigh all the tragedies in this world when men die without God and realize that, amen, salvation was available. That, amen, that if we would have called, amen, that Jesus came to save me. The message has gone out. The message has been preached. And God help us to continue to preach the message. Amen. But men, why don't they hear such a message? Why won't they receive it? Because they don't see any need. They don't see a need. You know, if you take somebody that's on drugs or somebody that's been overcome by alcohol, can you help them until they get to a place where they recognize that they need help? If they don't think they need help, ain't much you can do. But amen, when they get to a place where they recognize, I need some help. You see, there was a feller one time that found himself in the hog pen. He could have already been home if he'd have wanted to. He didn't see no need in going home. He was having a big time. He was having a big time until he realized he wasn't. Until he realized everything that he had was gone. Amen, amen. And he was down there, he was in the hog pen. He was just wishing he could just, boy, if I could just, I just wish I could just eat a little bit of what these pigs is getting. But amen. He remembered something. He remembered that I got a father back at home. And he said the servants, his hired servants, is much more, is much better than me. He said, I'm going home. I'm going home. And I'm going to tell him, I'm not worthy to be called a son anymore, but if you just let me be one of your hired servants, amen, that'll be well with me. Boy, he come to a place, he was humbled down, but now listen, Daddy, that ain't how Daddy received him, is it? Amen, Daddy went and he saw him coming, and amen, he ran and met him. Put a ring on him, robe around him, cleaned him all up. Amen. Killed a fatted calf. And they had a big time for that one which was lost now is found. Oh, that men could be found this morning, that by the searching of the gospel we need to preach the gospel, men to be saved. God help us to pray as we got the gospel gathering coming that the word would go forth. Because amen. We need to be as Paul, and we need to think more of our debt that we have to Christ. That's why Paul said, I'm a debtor to all these other men, because, boy, he recognized what Christ had done for him. He said, I'm a debtor. He said, I won't tell them. I just want to tell you about Jesus. Tell him what he's done for me. Amen. In closing this morning, verse number 16, Paul said this. Talking about this gospel. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed. In Paul's day, the Jews were not thought much of. They were not looked on in a real good light. And the Christians was even looked on in worse light. I mean, they wasn't. The Greeks had their philosophy, and everybody had all their things, and the world has its way of doing things, and it's looking down upon Christianity and upon the gospel. But Paul said this. He said, I'll preach it wherever I go. Amen, amen. Because he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, I know what they think. They think, boy, they're educated and they're learned and, boy, they don't need any of this. But he said, I'm going to go and preach the gospel to them, because he said, I'm not ashamed. Boy, in the same cities and the places where men's philosophies was rolling off every day and the high thinking of men was highly thought of, Paul said, I'll stand in the midst of those cities and I'll proclaim and I'll preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. For there's no other name among men given whereby men must be saved except for the name of Jesus. He said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. The gospel. 2025, it's still the power of God unto salvation. The gospel still has power to save men, women, boys, and girls. God's still in the saving business. Amen. I believe if God wasn't, amen, we wouldn't be here. Amen. He'd wrap everything up, but amen, there's still some. If you will, just stand with us. I want you just to bow your heads, every head bowed, every eye closed this morning while we just pray in silence. And if you have a need, a prayer need this morning while we wait, I ask you come this morning.